think even Romans is a little bit of abstract, but many of you are trying very hard to understand the Word of God. Can you go back? So when you have any question, can you get it back right now? If you have any question, it's good that you can always ask questions. This class, I want to start with two questions that you ask when we have break time. After the first day, two sisters came up with two questions. I think they are good questions, so I'd like to answer it first. Number one question. Remember yesterday we said that all human beings sin, right? Jewish people sin, and Gentile people sin. With flesh, Jewish people cannot abide law. Gentile people with flesh, they cannot abide with do everything according to their conscience. So people are all doomed. Then Jesus got to come beside the law to die for us, to fulfill our salvation. Then the sister asked a very good question. He said that why Jesus have to be bothered? He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is Almighty. He just like the book of Genesis, right? Just speak one word. Okay, now all human beings' sin is forgiven. Period. Everybody's happy. Right? Can Jesus do that? He can. If he like, he can, yeah? If he can do everything. Or everything's sin are forgiven. I don't need to do anything. Yeah, everybody's happy. He's happy too, I think. Right? You don't need to do anything. But I think the problem comes here. Jesus come to fulfill the law, not to abolish the law. The law's theory is good. The law is not a sin, okay? You got to remember when the Lord, when our God first gave out the law, how majestic it was. Do you remember the situation? Yeah? The mountain was shaken, the smoking, the earthquake, the horn. And, you know, it's like many magnificent, and the Lord declared his name, declared himself to the congregations. Very, very magnificent. And so you can see that all this many times, law is very holy. Law is very honorable. Nothing wrong with the law. The problem is with who? With man, even though men have the image of God, but still they try their best. They still cannot abide the law, yeah? So Jesus come to fulfill the law, meaning that he also got to do whatever the law says, what the law says. The law says that if people commit sin, you deserve punishment. You gotta go to hell. Now, when angels sin, angel is servant, yeah? Angel is a serving spirit. Who are you? You are the son. Like when my son sing and my servant sing, yeah, then I will say, okay, I forgive my son and servant because you're servant, so you are more dominant, right? You are more troublesome. I just don't want to forgive you, right? Then the servant in his heart, he will grumble. Oh, what kind of person are you? Huh? You say you proclaim you are the Almighty, but what did you do? You just love your son and we are servant. Yeah, we are nobody. Yeah, so okay, you are the master. So what? You are master. So what? Right? You don't feel fair for fairness in heart. So what did he do? But if the master said no, no matter who sin, God will punish. My son sin? Okay, I receive punishment for my son. But not for you all, because you're still servant. I'm not gonna do it, it's my right, okay? So you cannot grumble anymore. I receive punishment for my son. Therefore I come, receive the consequences of what the law requests, receive the consequences of sin. According to the request of the law, then you can zip the mouth of Satan. Right? Now you cannot say that, you know, I cannot judge you. Because I can judge. I have a law, I abide my own rule. I make a rule, I abide my own rule. Right? But thank God, it's a very good question. If you have other questions, please come. Come to us. Another one is, I think another group is confused about sinful nature, original sin, and self-sin, personal sin. 原罪、本罪跟罪性, Be honest with you, you cannot find these three terms in the Bible. These three terms are theological terms. It was invented to give us more understanding concerning what is sin, yeah? This says, can you read? Here. Okay, so mention that human beings have sinned, yeah? Where's the sin come from? Original sin, yeah? Come from Adam, come from one man, yeah? Let's turn to the Bible. Romans. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Joyce, would you please read? Yeah. Okay, so you see that sin comes through one man. This is original sin. Yeah, this comes from Adam. How do we know that sin comes from one man? Because the wage of sin is what? Death. People die to prove that people sin. But we talked about it already. From Adam to Moses, there was no way you can commit sin. Yeah? Anybody disagree? From Adam to Moses, there's no way you can commit any sin. Why? There's no law. Right? Agree? There's no law, right? Now, then why people still die? From Adam to Moses, people still die. Right? That proves that original sin is over there. Sin come to the world through one man, because in that generation, people died too. Got it? Right. Okay, thank you. Another one is personal sin, yeah? But wait, right? Personal sin is when you are 3 years old, you push your sister down and say, no, this is my toy, this is not your toy, yeah? It sounded familiar, yeah? Is it? Like that you are, you know, you grab a candy, you know, I still remember my kids, yeah? He was like 1 or 2 years old. I don't know why he was playing with another kids. They're only baby, I think. The only one that's still in arms, yeah? And something the other, I did not pay attention to these two babies, they are playing around with something, yeah? We're working. And suddenly, not working, I'm sorry, playing. And suddenly the other baby was crying. And look at that baby. Wow, there's a teeth mark over here. What's going on here? My baby Alex just bite the other boy. And started with him, yeah? Maybe he's seeing stuff from there. I don't know. For no reason, he's seen by other people. So when you start to aware something, you know it's wrong. If you know it's wrong, you commit it, then it's a personal sin. Let me ask you a question. This is more interesting. This is for your reference. If a baby just born, let's say when he was first born, he did not receive water baptism, what will happen to the baby? Does he have original sin?
Yeah.
Does he have personal sin?
No.
Yeah. No. Well, so what will happen to him? Well, this is only for your reference. He cannot, because he is still original sin, yeah? He cannot be saved. But he won't be punished neither. Because he don't have personal sin. So later on, we're going to teach that we are judged by deeds, yeah? That's the concept. We are judged by deeds. Either, later we'll go to that. So, a baby, when he die, even though he did not receive water baptism, the original sin, he cannot be saved, but he don't receive punishment either. If a baby receive water baptism, that means what? Original sin is gone, personal sin is also gone, but he cannot speak in tongues. Where did he go? Where will he go?
The
cause heaven. Why? I'm so sure if you go to heaven. Remember, there's always exceptional cases in the Bible, yeah? The one who crucified beside Jesus, that prisoner, that criminal, Jesus promised him that tonight I'm going to see you in paradise, yeah? He was saved by what? By promise. So when the baby, he did not original sin, he did not personal sin. The sin was forgiven by water baptism and act according to the promise in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Whoever receives water baptism will receive Holy Spirit, right? So we just hold on the promise and know that, of course, he will have salvation. Right? Okay. any question? If you have any question, you can ask right now or ask later, okay? So, now another question, maybe it's interesting for your reference. If a baby die and then he go to heaven, will he look like a baby? His spiritual body will be like a baby? No, you will be like your age, yeah? Because when God created, everything is perfect. In heaven kingdom, everything is perfect. When Adam was created, he was adult, mature. Heaven kingdom is perfect place, so he will, if, for example, like maybe in the future, your baby died, right? When you go to heaven, oh, now I know how you will look when you are adult, yeah? The spiritual body just like that, yeah? So because heavenly place is a perfect place. And this is, for your reference, this is nothing recorded in the Bible, but this according to our understanding of the Bible. So in water baptism, all these things are power, right? Power is a Hawaiian word, means what?
Finish.
Yeah. I become how Hawaiian now. Then we talk about sinful nature, yeah? Yesterday we talked about sinful, even though this tool might be power, might be finished, people still have flesh, they carry sinful nature. Therefore, with flesh, people by choose or by nature, they will sin. But I did not give you need to continue listening now because the task, we still have 10 more classes, yeah? The beginning of the Bible says that, but you are not of flesh. That is the key, yeah? This is, we keep talking about, not you want to write the answer of justified by faith. Another thing, really, always go to God. Can answer that question. Now, after we got baptized, we still need to have faith to rely on Holy Spirit to live a holy life. Huh? Let's turn to Romans. Chapter 8. Verse 8 and verse 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 and verse 9. Lois, would you please read? Lois, call.
So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But if you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not
in. Verse 9 says that if the Spirit of God is in you, you are not of flesh but of what? Right? So even though with flesh we cannot overcome sin by nature and by choices, if you are with flesh, you will always sin. But the salvation does not start at water baptism, yeah? At the water baptism, what is given to you?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit is promised to be given to you, and when you Holy Spirit lives in you, you are not of flesh, but of spirit. And because you have Holy Spirit inside you, so you know, your desire and Holy Spirit is fighting, yeah? Then the Lord promised you that you can win if you rely on Holy Spirit. You have faith to rely on Holy Spirit. That's why our journey is from faith to faith. You cannot stop at the original faith. Continuously. With faith is good, but continuously, you got to rely on Holy Spirit because you are not of flesh anymore. You are of spirit. So when you pray with food, Holy Spirit, it will be easier for you to overcome. By choice and by nature, you will follow God's will. You get fullness of Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says that those who are weary and burdened, come to me, yeah? You shall receive rest. And continue, says that my yoke is what? Like, my burden is what?
Easy.
Huh? Easy, yeah? You still have yoke, you still have burden, you still need to fight, you still need the determination. Before, when people have no Holy Spirit, they use their fresh determination, will, try to overcome temptation by choice and by nature. No way they are able to do it, right? But now, you are not by your own will. You are by helping the Holy Spirit. You have strong faith, you know that the Lord will continue to help you in the journey of faith. Therefore, you can overcome temptation. That's the whole story. Continue reading. This is how wonderful the salvation is. This is how wonderful the truth of justified by faith. It's not only start by faith, it's from faith to faith. Oh. And that is sinful nature. Right? So, you might still have sinful nature, but it is possible to overcome it because you are not of flesh anymore. Now these two questions. If you have more questions, please do ask, because I believe Romans is not an easy book, but I think you are able to absorb whatever we share over here. So don't feel free. No question is bad question. Huh? Now, today, this section, I want to emphasize the one concept. If you can grab this concept, it will be fine. Book of Romans is the most favorite book of Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther. Who is Martin Luther? 1517. Martin Luther reformed the old church into new church. What is old church in that time? Catholic church, right? There's only Catholic, not Roman Catholic, huh? I'm sorry, is it Roman Catholic? Yeah, I think it's Roman Catholic. Is it?
Yeah,
I think
yes.
Roman Catholic. Okay, so before Roman Catholic, that was Catholic, yeah? Catholic. Then they come up to Roman Catholic and 希腊正教跟那个罗马天主教跟希腊正教 Greek Orthodox, yeah? From original Catholic. Original Catholic, you can imagine that very beginning only a 12 apostles, yeah? 12 apostles. And then, let's say, 500 people. And then, let's say, come to Acts chapter 4, maybe 5,000 people. And then about the 300 years after King Constantine become the king, stop the persecution, now there was a quote-unquote Catholic church. Okay? But later on, because of Holy Spirit is not working in the world, and Catholic Church is combined its operation with the government, so a lot of truth is not carried out. The Holy Spirit is not in the world anymore. So through the generation, you can see many bad deeds carried out by the church. That's why many of the friends don't believe in Jesus. Because why bother? Look at your history. You are just like Muslim people. Yeah? In history, you can see Muslim people are violent people too, yeah? Nowadays, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. A set of Muslim people are violent people. But you can see Christian history, you can see a lot of violent stories in Christian history too. So people do not want to believe in God because of that history. But actually, at that time, you can remember that there is no Holy Spirit. That the Bible prophesied there is an early rain. And there is rain. There is the rain of fall and rain rain in the spring and rain in the fall, yeah? So, nowadays is the last day. Holy Spirit started to come down to set up our church on earth. We really have the mission to preach the gospel outside over there. Why do I say this? After Martin Luther reformed the old church, that is old Catholic, the Roman Catholic Church, he is the one that posted 95 mistakes. He was the clergy. He was a holy person. Not holy person. He was a... Anyway. you know what I'm trying to say? Right? He was a priest. Yeah. And then he noticed that Roman really had done bad things that he practiced in that generation. So he was bold enough to post in 95 mistakes of Roman Catholic. And he reformed. What church he reformed? He became it? Lutheran Church. Martin Luther, Lutheran, right? Lutheran Church. Nowadays, you still have Lutheran Church on earth. But the 95 mistakes that he put out concerning the Roman Catholic, right, is not perfect, because at that time, he did a lot of work already. He paved the road for us to come out, of course. To me, all the new churches, their works are like the John the Baptist, paved the road for true churches to come out. Well, that's my personal understanding. If you read the true church history, like early days in Taiwan, I don't know about mainland China because I was not born there, but you look at Taiwan, a lot of TJC member, maybe your grandfather or great-grandfather, they are all, most of them, a lot of them are from Presbyterian church. Like, people already paved a way, like John the Baptist, so that they receive the truth of the Holy Spirit. It's very easy for them to convert. Anyway, go back to Martin Luther. Yeah, one of the favorite books of Martin Luther is Book of Romans. He wrote about commentary to about justified by faith. Nowadays, mainstream, you turn on TV, how do people receive salvation? They just what? Right? I raise my hand. Anyone want to believe in Jesus? Huh? Please raise your hand. Raise your hand, huh? Raise your hand. Please come front and, you know, confess your sin with your lips. Yeah? And I pray for you. Oh, now you go in peace. You go back home. You find a church in your community. You go to church over there. God bless you. You are saved forever. That is the major stream faith, because their teaching is that once you are justified by faith, you know, you are saved forever. You have faith already, right? Because you are justified by faith, right? So, you know, you can do anything right, no problem. Yeah? You do anything wrong, no problem. You just repent, no problem. Right? But today, I want to give you another concept that Martin Luther did not really read to his people. When Paul wrote this concept of judged by faith, he also gave us another concept. I'm sorry, just by faith, he also gives us another concept, judge by deeds. This is also can be found out in the book of Romans. Please turn to the book of Romans. Chapter 2, verse 6. Roger, please read aloud.
Chapter 2, verse 6. For he will render to every man according to his work.
He will render to every man according to his work. So, very clearly, the Bible, black and white, people will be judged by deeds. No? Of course, in this context, he's talking about people sin, and people sin, because people sin, therefore they will be judged according to their deeds, yeah? Jewish people sin, Jewish people will be judged by their deeds. Gentile people sin, Gentile people will be judged by their deeds. Huh? Today I want to show you this concept. People will judge by, even after you justify by faith, you will still, later in the final day, you will judge by your deeds also. If people is not judged by deeds, God only have love but not righteousness at all. You know what I'm trying to say? If a God not righteousness, what kind of God is this God? If love is not based on righteousness, this love is bad love. This love is indulgence love. This love is not God's love. Love can be based on righteousness. So when you talk about justified by faith, is God's love. We talk about judged by deeds. It's about God's righteousness. Left hand and right hand. Both are important. Huh? Alright, so we'll follow the scripture. Talk about their sin and their judgment. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Gentile sin. They are judged by deeds. Then, what kind of stuff do they commit? They will be judged by what they did. Yeah. So, Gentile sin. If you do not read the Bible, can you, like, out of your observation, what does it mean by Gentile? Gentile is the one do not believe in God, right? Okay. Not chosen people. In a big category, Gentile. What kind of sin do they have? Anybody? According to your reading of Bible or your own observation?
Adultery.
Yes?
Adultery.
Huh?
Adultery.
Adultery, okay. Adultery, the Bible separate, the extreme of adultery is what?
Fornication.
Homosexual, yeah?
Oh.
This is a recording. Later we'll study about it. What else?
They don't see God as God.
They don't believe in one true God, yeah? They worship idols, yeah? Worship idols. We gotta understand that in post generation, there is only one religion that worship one true God. Right? Actually, maybe you can say Judaism and Christianity are the one stream that worship one true God. The rest of it worship more than one God. Rest of the races worship more than one God. But nowadays, Muslim was a conduct in which century? When does Muslim start to come out?
7th.
Yeah? It's a laid-down story, yeah? Muhammad is a laid-down story. So in post-generation, only like Judaism and Christianity worship one true God. The rest of the races, they worship more than one God. So this is their problem, yeah? Maybe we make it simple, and others, easier. Too many, huh? Now, let's try to study from the Bible, huh? We talk about it that even though Gentile people do not have law, but they will be judged according to their conscience. Let's turn to Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Adrian.
Romans 2, verse 14. For when Gentiles do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although they have the law, are a law to themselves.
15.
To show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing.
So this is tell us very clearly that Gentiles themselves are their law. And they do something, they will excuse themselves. Did I tell you that when I go to Kenya, people are very hospitality? No? No, you go to different countries, you notice that, you are a stranger to them, but they treat you very nice. Like when I go to Kenya, I ran into a person in a bus. Because, you know, no matter who you are, like if you are not black people, you're always white, right? So even though I'm Asian, they consider we are white too, over there. And they told us that you white people, you know, are different from our Kenya people. He said, once upon a time, he was a foreign student in Georgia, USA, Georgia. And he said, English people, they all care about themselves. They don't mind the strangers or the guests. They are like very selfish people. Oh, this is experience, yeah? And he told me that, no, this Kenya speaker of opinion. He says that when you come to Kenya, even though we are very poor, you come to our house, we will treat you with our very best. And of course, this is saying when I was on the bus, and then I go to a brother's house, I truly can see that. Their deeds, just when they receive us, just like, you know, you can see how Abraham received the guests, yeah? How did Abraham receive the three strangers? They run to you, right? They make you to sit in a cool, cold place, yeah? They offer you stuff to wash your feet. Exactly, they do exactly the same thing. And when we eat, they try their best offer. And the family member did not eat with us. Only like one or two resented to eat with us. Even though you use your hand or something, right? No problem. But, you know, you see their heart is really very good. People do not have God, but people are good people. Well, that's my point. You know, people have TV, maybe will become bad people. Because you watch too much TV, you learn too much, yeah? Your mind, I'm serious to you. I'm serious with you. People have a lot of internet or TV. It's very difficult for those people to receive Holy Spirit. Actually, it's very difficult. It's not as easy. But you go to those remote areas, right? For some reason, you do not even lay hand. You just walk over there and try to, you know, not your hand did not touch your head yet, right? The tears start coming down and the tongue start to roll. They say, what's going on over here? See, you don't know what's going on over here. People's hearts are so pure and so easy to be moved by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Right? Anyway, so people have good conscience and they can be judged. But unfortunately, they worship idols. The Bible says that why the worship idols become their sin? Because the Bible give us one fact. Huh? Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 19. 1:19. 19 and 20. Sean. Invisible attribute were visible and continue. So from his creation, through his eternal power, nobody can excuse that, you know, there is no God or do not worship this God. So Gentile people, they cannot worship one true God. And the Lord says that, no, you guys, you are a good person, yeah? You can be judged by your conscience, yeah? But how come you do not worship one true God? I mean, just look at the creation, you should know there is God. And guess what? It is true. When there is human being, there is God. I mean, you've got any races, right? Any races, even though you don't find coins over there, you don't find city wall over there, you don't find law over there, you find their language has a God. Or their verbal language has a God. You find their worshiping ceremony, they always worship God, so you can see that God is really in people's heart. When people see the creation, it's impossible to say there's no God. Right? Look at the external creation, an external power of God. You lift up your eyes to look at the sky. You say, oh man, what is this? This is really amazing, yeah? But this is silly, brother. I'm talking about the other places. Recently, people was able to send a star to hit a comet? A comet.
It's a comet.
What?
Yeah.
Astro, yeah? NASA sent something like a rock, a star, from space, and to go to hit what?
It's a comet.
I read newspaper. It says that size is about half size of Manhattan. Very big, right? And it was running in the outer space. And people are so smart. They can shoot stuff, and they won't miss the target. Boom! Right on the target, right? So you can see how come people are able to do that. They can calculate. Because the star floating is within a certain orbit. That's why people can calculate very precisely. They can hit it. We can calculate because in God's creation, there is a constant value. There's a constant value so we can control. Yeah? And when we look at the constant value, we can see that a lot of science cannot deny that the existence of God. You look at a leaf, and look at the leaf under the sun. Look at this what?
The veins.
Yeah, the vein. Like sometimes it's like better than the work of artists. Artists maybe cannot draw that beautiful vein, yeah? Like you look at all this, nobody can deny the existence of God. So, including Gentile people, yeah? But how come Gentile people worship idols? Now, Bible gives explanation. Verse 21, this is explanation why they worship idols. Who can read for me? Thomas. Chapter 1, verse 21. 22. Continue. Okay, amen. So you can see that this is Gentile's problem. Even though they know there's a God, just like you and me, we all know there's a God. But the problem is they are too smart. You think, well, God is invisible. How can I see God? So the best thing is that I can create a visible God from images so I can worship it. Human beings are too smart. You know? You talk to the truth seekers, you find out that, human being thinking is very interesting. Once upon a time I visit a truth seeker, yeah? He has an idol at his bedside, and he invite us to go to pray for him. Then we talk to him, Mr. So-and-so, since you want us to pray for you, can you just allow us to get rid of the Bible? I'm sorry, the idol. And how did he answer? He answered, he answered, why? And we said, well, our God is a jealousy God. There's only one God. He said, how come your God is so so narrow-minded? You know? How come, if, you know, if, there are a lot of gods, like if you have a lot of friends, any friends come to help you, yeah? These friends, you know, give you flowers, this friend give you a greeting card, every friend love you so good, yeah? How come you only allow one friend to love you? Your God is too much narrow-minded. Your God is too much selfish. That's why people worship a lot of gods. That's why the more gods, the better. The more gods, the more help, yeah? Right? So the more gods, the better. That's how people think. People are, the Bible says, they are too smart. Become, their smartness become foolishness. They're about idols. Now, I ran into a friend who is a Jesus believer, but he also worship the crosses, yeah? Then we go to her house and say, hey, friends, you know what? The Bible said, Ten Commandments, number two, it says that you should not worship any stuff, even image of Jesus, even the crosses. And he said, thing, but without cross, but this symbol, he said, I don't treat it as an idol. I treat it as a symbol that reminds me of Jesus. I worship to it, but my heart is Jesus, not it. This is what is with nail. He was kneeled down in front of it and prayed to it and said, but in my heart, I'm not worshiping it. I'm worshiping me. I'm worshiping Jesus. See, people are not simple. People always like to create this and that, and then they do not know. They become enemy of God. So the Bible here says that they are too smart. Therefore, they use God's glory to become idol. And another 24 says that then God picked them up, then they will practice what? Adultery stuff with their body when they worship God. You know, adultery religious, yeah? Adultery religious, just like you study book of Acts. When Moses came, they created what? Cow idol, yeah? Image of cow. What did they do? What did the Bible say? What did they do? When they worship this cow, what do? They dance. Dance around. In Chinese term, they 坐下吃喝起来玩耍，有没有? This term. They sit down and eat and drink, and they get up, then having a good time. I don't know what exactly the English Bible said. What did it say? Anybody can? This is how they worship the images. A lot of Gentile people, when they worship God, they will combine human sexuality, human passion, when they worship this one true God. And that's become very bad. Not only you worship idol, they use your flesh desire to worship God. That's how bad it is. Gentile sin. Recently, I was watching a show called Current Affair. Maybe you sometimes watch it too, yeah? Current Affair interviews a young man. I think he went to Phoenix and killed his mother, and then later on commit suicide. Gun down himself, yeah? Kill his mother first. And then the reporter start to find out, how come this young man go to this rock, this direction? And then they start to notice that he is the second leaders of a sect, of a religious. Okay? He's supposed to be the following leader of that small groups of religion. Okay? And what did these religions do? The only doctrine of this religion is that, you know, they believe that performing, I'm sorry to say this, in the holy temple of God, but performing the whole, performing the sexuality, when you reach high, this is the way that you can truly worship God. That is the doctrine. It's very sick, you know? And when this guy, when he was 2 years old, of course, they are not one-on-one, right? Not one-on-one relationship. They will send their believer go to West Hollywood to lure people to be converted into this religion, yeah? And they will do this kind of evil stuff in the eyes of God that I don't really want to mention over here. But just that you know that mind is very sick. When this boy was 2 years old, his father was the leader, yeah? We'll journal down, we'll write down all his, start to use him as experiment, you know, to sleep with different women when he was 2 years old. And this guy, when he grew up, he simply cannot forgive that kind of, what, memory. He cannot continue living anymore. When he comes to his awareness, yeah, he said, how can I be a human? Sometimes human conscious. The only thing he can do is what? Down his mother first. than kill himself. Now, I just give you a very extreme case telling you that Gentile people are sinners in the eyes of God because the Bible just says, even though they know there's God, they use the idols to replace. And not only that, they use their desire to defile their body and then to worship, verse 25, the creation, not the creator. Huh? So, this Gentile's iniquities. Now, the Bible can even see that Gentile's iniquities talk about, pinpoint out the homosexuality. Verse 26 to 27. 26 to 27. Each child, would you please read?
26. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for natural ones. 27. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were in plainness lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men.
They receive for themselves the deserved penalty. It's amazing. God, in about 2,000 years ago, using the hands of Paul, talk about if people commit homosexuality, they deserve what they're supposed to deserve. Right? Well, to me, what is this? AIDS. I think there is no other explanation but AIDS. So even though in school you might say that, you know, homosexual is a way of choice. You know, nowadays people say, well, you cannot, when I close my door, it's my private life. You cannot judge me if I am a good person or bad person. Okay, this is my personal choices. Why do not bother you? This is a free country. Why do you apply your value on me? You cannot do that. I'm sorry, according to the rule of Bible, yes, we can judge. Because the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Bible destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. Nowadays, in Old Testament, I believe they got AIDS too. They simply do not have a name for it. And in post-time, Paul says that it's not right in our generation. We simply cannot say it's the right thing to do. Nowadays, like, if you turn on the TV, there's a show called Grace and Will. Will and Grace. Whatever. Sometimes you look at it, but I say, these two guys are good guys too, yeah? They're good guys? They're bad guys? They just were weird, a little bit weird. But they are good guys too, yeah? See, they sort of promote the idea of homosexual people are good guys. I am be very serious with you. If you go to work in a society, a lot of homosexual people are good guys too. I'm serious, they are good guys. No doubt about it, yeah? But the Bible says, if you read the Bible, now, well, let me use the first son of Jacob, Reuben. 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 Chinese translation is no good, yeah? Reuben. And we don't know how kind of game he's doing. Is a good guy, you know. When people want to betray Joseph, Reuben is the one who said, no, I bought last book. I say no. He's the one, he's what the country has known, you know. And Reuben, you look at the Bible, he had a lot of good deeds to me, right? But guess what? Later when Jacob tried to bless the 12, yeah, he told to Reuben, you cannot be the first son. Huh? Even though you are first, you cannot have the first wife because you defile your father's bed. Your patience are like the burning water, boiling water. You cannot stop it. You defile your father's bed. Therefore, you somehow got cursed. Reuben was a decent person if you do not look at his sexual life. He's a good guy. But because of his sexual choices, he simply loses his first wife. The same thing, yes, a lot of homosexual people, they are very good person. In human being standard, no problem. But I'm sorry, in the eyes of God, we cannot agree with this kind of deeds. Again, when I talk about this, I want to say that, yes, Jesus is the friend of sinners. If today we have gay or lesbian come to us, we should accept them if they truly want to repent. Okay? But again, no matter what, the church cannot agree with that kind of action because that action is considered sin in the eyes of God. Even though some denominations already wavered their understanding of the Bible already, okay? They have different kind of understanding, but to us, we are very firm about this. Huh? Gentile people, we have homosexuality, which is only in Isaac, and other stuff. Let's read chapter 1, verse 28. 28 to 32. Can someone read out loud? Who can read out loud? Be out loud, please.
As he is not right to retain God in their knowledge, God gave him over to his mind. So things which are not hidden, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, there are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boisterous, inventors of evil things, disobedient to their parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death.
Those who practice those things are deserved to death. Continue.
Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice.
Yeah, they also hope that everybody can act just as they do. Yeah. So, you know, Gentile people have other all kinds of different things that you can see in the society. Sometimes, like, if you turn on TV, I don't have a cable, I just have an antenna. But I turn on TV, suddenly I hear people yelling, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And you look at what's going on here, I say, wow. This is like beyond rational people's imaginary. How come people can do this kind of sick stuff, yeah? And say, okay, let's turn to another channel. Let's read the news report, right? And what is news talking about? Talk about Michael Jackson. Okay, news talk about Michael Jackson. Oh, this is also very sick, yeah? Turn it down, turn it off, lay down, turn it down, right? What is this show? This show talk about cheating.
Cheaters.
Anyway, like even without cable, you can see that, you know, this reflects the ordinary people's life. But I believe there are decent people in the society too. That's why the Bible says it this way. Huh? Let's turn to Luke chapter 20, verse 47. Luke 20, 47. Another Lois. When I'm in class, I only can remember certain names. So my brain is totally going blank. Only remember Lois right now. Lois, would you please read Luke 11, 2047. Some people's punishment will be more severe than other people's punishment. Now, that's my point. Now, even, of course, the Bible here talk about some Pharisees, yeah? Some Pharisees are good Pharisees. Some Pharisees are pretending Pharisees. They are hypocrites. They deserve a lot of war from Jesus Christ. And Jesus says that those kind of people deserve more punishment. The same thing, Gentile people, the same thing. If these Gentile people are decenter than the other Gentile people, even though, you know, they did not worship God, but their punishment have a certain kind of degree, huh? It's different, huh? Now, let's talk about Jewish people. We only have 5 minutes to talk about Jewish people's sin. So we can end here. But let me give you a short summary. Well, the Bible seems to tell us that Jews, they have a lot of advantages. Of course, they know the law, yeah? But the problem is, even though they know, people now Jewish, even though they have law, they still have the following sins. Number one, they judge other people, they criticize. But they do the same thing.
they did not repent, yeah? This is basically summarized chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 4 to verse 5. Huh? So can I have someone that can read out loud? Raymond, can you try to read out loud? Raymond Chow. Raymond Chow can read out loud. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. So we can go back to our theme of today.
Verse 1. You therefore have no excuse. You will pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you will pass judgment do the same thing. Verse 2. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. Verse 3. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them, and yet do the same thing, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Verse 4. Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance?
5.
Verse 1. But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed.
6.
Verse 6. God will give to each person according to what he has done.
Yeah, Jews, you're the same. God will judge you according to your deeds. Huh? Even though you have the law, and you try to judge people of your law. You know, you want people, what is this judge? Actually, we talked about the history background already. They judge the Christian, Gentile Christian. How come you do not receive circumcision? They use the law to judge people. You know, you should do this. You know, you judge, but actually, under God's grace, is no need anymore. Yeah, and then not only that, there are a lot of law. They proclaim that they know. The Bible keep telling us that it is not because you have the law, therefore you are justified. It is because you abide the law, therefore you are justified. Huh? And of course, they don't respect your faith. Huh? And then God give you a lot of mercy, yet you did not repent. So you will be judged according to your deeds. So brothers and sisters, this is the concept of this section. Judged by deeds, including Jewish people, including Gentile people, even including you and me, after we are back, after we are justified by faith. How do we know that? Turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. 16:27. The Lord says that, you know, Jesus says this word very clearly. Another Raymond.
7. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his work.
This is last day that Jesus is talking about, yeah? Men will appear in God's glory. He will come this last day, and God will judge everyone, including Christian, including you, including me, including your Gentile friends. Everyone according to his deeds. So not once you are saved, you will be saved forever, yeah? Still need to do everything. Because again, some punishments are more severe, some rewards are greater than the other. How do you know some rewards are greater than the other? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. 15. Verse 41. Yeah, Raymond. The younger man, Raymond. Please continue. Now I can only remember Raymond.
41. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory.
42.
So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in.
So when we resurrect it, you know, some people will receive glory like the sun, some people will receive glory like the moon, some people will receive glory like the star. Everybody's reward is different according to what it do. Okay? So again, you and me, no matter who we are, we will either receive judgment, or we will all receive judgment by our deeds, and you know, we could put person, we have reward, different level.
That person we have punishment, different level. Huh? Final verse. This is last day of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 12. Chapter 20 verse 12. Let me read. This is very important verse. Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. Give me two more minutes. I'll finish. Chapter 20 verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books, remember, plural, books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged according to their works by the things which they were written in the books. Brother and sister, when you were baptized, you and my name are in the book of life. Okay? So every day when we were under judgment, the book of life was open. Steve Huang, you preach today, so you have plus. But you think something wrong yesterday, so you have minus. And plus minus, see what happened, yeah? God read your mind too, yeah? So everybody is different. Like another person, another book is open, will be open, no? Verse 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. The death and the hate delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each according to his work. 14. Then the dead and hate was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So the final place is lake of fire. Lake of fire is so-called hell, right? Whoever is in Hades and the dead will throw into the hell. Yeah, please read verse 15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, their name is not in the book of life, they will be cast into the fire. But remember, there's other books, yeah? Those dark books will be opened, and their name will be called, and their punishment will be different. So everybody will be judged according to their deeds. Even though you are justified by faith already, and those who are not justified by faith, they also will be judged by their deeds. So may the Lord help us come to this kind of understanding. So you know what? If one day you truly, for example, you already commit serious sins, yeah? You should never give up on God. Continue. As long as you are brave, yeah? You should continue striving, because you know that reward and difference, party difference. That's 20 seconds.